Country Hotels, quite a while back, has identified a niche in the market to offer our guests and our customers an affordable product with all the mod cons that the city hotels offer. And we've been privileged enough to sustain that in the rural areas of the Northern Cape, in the towns where we host our hotels. We are currently expanding, so that's just under the wraps with our new expansion towns, but currently we are located in Clan William Hotel, Springbok Inn, for Joelstrook, we've got the Orange River Rafting Lodge in Pofada, we've got Pofada Inn, Katu Inn in Katu, Kuruman Hotel and Kuruman Inn in Kuruman. We also have the Tankwa Lodge and the Calfinia Hotel in Calfinia. And your listeners are welcome to try and fill in the dots as to the new towns, the two new additions of Country Hotels.
Well, Andre, I had the privilege of staying at your Springbok Inn a few years back, and I had the best time. The people are incredibly friendly. The Northern Cape is really a special place.
Absolutely, and thank you for that. I appreciate that. The Northern Cape is to elaborate on special, is absolutely magical. As legend has it, once you go to the Northern Cape and you take your shoes off and you walk 3 feet over the red sand dunes and watch the purple and red sunset and have a sundowner, you'll always return to do it again. Your listeners are also welcome to get more information on our website, countryhotels.co.za. And in addition to that, if they want to plan a road trip, all our staff, our reception staff more specifically at our hotels, are informed as to the tourist attractions, the national parks and the flowers and the areas where the flowers are located on a daily basis.
Well, let's talk about tourist attractions. What are tourism attractions in the Northern Cape?
In London, besides from the beautiful blue skies, the amazing weather all year around, as far as tourism attractions are concerned, especially this time of the year, is ideal from July to end of September to go and see the flowers. In addition to the flowers, we've got the Gerardus Falls, we've got the beautiful Kalahari Desert. Country Hotels host Orange River Rafting Lodge on the Orange River, where guests can come and stay for 2 nights and do 1 day river rafting with a qualified guide on the river. And in the evening, we'll brine the riverbanks for our guests. And it's fully gated. And the Kagelagadi Transfrontier Park and the Richtersveld National Park, if I haven't mentioned that already. So there are lots to see and do. Activities, mountain biking, rock climbing, like I mentioned before, river rafting. Most of the activities that people have been watching over the Travel Channel for the past couple of months, we can actually participate in now.
So let's talk about amenities at your country hotels. Are they affordable for South African visitors? And how can we check in? And what do we get sort of for leisure and corporate travellers?
We specifically cater for the South African market. Our rates are very, very reasonable and affordable for what we offer. Our rooms start from 800 Rand a night, including breakfast. We have reliable Wi-Fi. At most of our hotels, we have 24-hour check-in and check-out facilities, safe, secure parking. And like I mentioned before, all the mod cons that the city has to offer. We offer in the country. We have full board offerings with delicious breakfast in the morning, a light lunch, and in the evenings it's either a la carte or a buffet, or on request we can also arrange a typical a Northern Cape braai for you. Put your PC off, phone your family, tell them to start packing, and start your road trip to the new adventurous province of the Northern Cape.